You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Wednesday, September 21st, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepherd. Videoed child abuse testimony may soon be the standard under a trio of House bills. A jury awards $100,000 to a health worker who said Flint blood lead data was falsified, and the Detroit Lions skyrocket in national NFL power rankings. In an effort to keep children from being re-traumatized, prosecutors would be required to video record statements from child abuse or neglect victims to use in court under a trio of bills before the House Judiciary Committee. The bills would collectively work to allow a video recorded statement to be admissible as evidence at trial and also admissible at a preliminary examination from a child abuse or criminal sexual conduct victim under 16 years of age. Current law allows for this to already occur, though the practice is not mandatory. Under the package, an interview of a child conducted in a child assessment center for a child abuse or neglect investigation would be required to be recorded. The bills also put parameters on who can view or obtain the video recorded statements, as well as impose a maximum fine of $2,500 or up to 1 year imprisonment on a person should they unlawfully disseminate it. Children would also still be allowed to be called to the stand and testify. However, allowing the use of video, especially when looking to revisit testimony, would help to mitigate the harm children could sustain when facing an alleged abuser in court, according to the sponsors of the bills. A former Genesee County Health Department secretary who claimed she was forced to resign after refusing to falsify the results of blood lead tests of Flint children has been awarded $100,000 in damages by a Genesee Circuit Court jury. Attorneys for the county and April Cook Hawkins confirmed the award in the wrongful discharge case after a three-day trial that ended with the jury's finding after roughly 4 hours of deliberation. Cook Hawkins, who made her allegations in a 2019 lawsuit and in director Michael Moore's film Fahrenheit 11/9, feels vindicated by the jury's verdict, her attorney Carol A. Loftbaum said on Tuesday. Both parties in the lawsuit agreed that Cook Hawkins handled data related to blood lead testing by the county health department, but the county denied her claim that two sets of blood data were kept, one accurate and one doctored, in an effort to downplay the fallout of the Flint water crisis. Loftbaum said that false blood lead results not only gave outsiders an inaccurate view of the harm of lead in Flint's water while the city used the Flint River as its water source, it gave parents incorrect information about their own children's health. After their season-opening loss, the Detroit Lions were near the bottom of most national power rankings, but the blue Kool-Aid is flowing again, with Detroit on the rise after its Week 2 win over the Washington Commanders. Detroit jumped 7 spots in ESPN's power poll. The outlet credited the Lions' improved secondary play. USA Today topped that, with the Lions ranked 14th. To be fair, USA Today was already high on Dan Campbell's team, ranking them 18th after losing to the Eagles in Week 1. They've scored at least 35 points in 3 consecutive games for the first time since 1952, USA Today writes, a year before owner Sheila Ford Hamp was born. NFL.com has the team jumping a whopping 10 spots to number 16, asking whether the Lions are an offensive juggernaut. The Athletic also had the Lions at 14th, representing a 12-spot jump from week to week. Yahoo Sports has Detroit jumping from 27th to 21st, and The Ringer bumped them from 29th to 25th with the most tempered expectations. The Lions will head to Minnesota to play the Vikings in week 3. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and have a great day.